Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you and glorify you on today, Lord, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised, Lord, and there is nobody that is like you on all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God, and we just want to exalt you and let you know, Lord, just how much we love you and how much we adore you, Lord, because we get so wrapped up with the cares of this world and this life, God, that we are not mindful enough, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are the one that should be glorified. You are the one that should be lifted up, God. We dare not lift anything or anybody up higher than you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There's none like you now, then, and even to come, God. You are truly one of a kind, and we just want to exalt you on tonight, God. We want to lift you up and acknowledge you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything, God. We don't want to allow ourselves to fall short, God, in the name of Jesus, and giving you the glory, the honor, and the praise, God, but we want to give it to you, Lord, with any and everything in us, Father God. We want to tell you right now, Father God, that we acknowledge you, Father God, as being our sovereign and our powerful. We want to acknowledge you on today, Father God, whatever morsel and every fiber in our being, God. We don't want to put you on a back burner. We don't want to just come to you, God, when we want something to desire you to change a thing. But we want to come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in spite of the chaos. Even if the meme okoshana de la casia. We want to let you know just how much we love you. We want to let you know just how much we adore you. Oh, God, there is nothing and nobody that means more to me than you, God. And we just want to exalt you right now, God. We want to lift you up, Lord, because you are worthy. You say that if we lift you up, you'll draw us closer, Lord. And I want to be closer to you, God. Laying at your feet. Hear your voice. In your presence, Lord. We want to soak with you, God, and commune with you. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. We welcome you into our hearts and our minds. We welcome you into our situations. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. That you may be able to be a koshanere la kasiya. Oh, Lord. Even a koshanere la kasiya. Oh, God. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, God. And some things and some situations, Father God, that we have no control over. It's some things and some concerns, Father God, that we cannot change. It's some things and some concerns. Oh, God. Help, Lord. Help us, God, to get past some stuff. Help us, Lord, to get over some stuff. Help us, Lord. Help us, God. I'm crying out right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And standing in the gap for your people. In every nation, every tongue, every religion, and every nationality. We holding on to some unforgiveness, God. We holding on to these things that causes us to resent one another. We holding on to some unforgiveness, God. That's causing us, Lord, to be a koshanere la kasiya, to be judgmental. Men or one another. We holding on to some unforgiveness, Father God. And we have Miyakashanderakasia. So we ask you to help, God. Help us to release these things, God. That we won't have no hidden animosity. That we won't have to wear a mask or pretend. That we will not continue to walk around, Father God, being fake. Help, God. Help us to be true, Lord. Help us to be honest. Oh, God, remove any and every addiction that says any Okoshana. Remove any and every vain thought and act, God. Help, God. Help, God. Help, God. Help, God. We want to be true, Lord. Put your truth down in the inside of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because if you don't do it, it can't be done. Oh, God, help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called it a local shit, and I need a local sign now. And open up our hearts, God, that we may be able to accept your truth. Open up our hearts, God, that your truth will rest within the body. That we may enter into the freedom, God. The indeed freedom. Oh, God, help us on today, Father God, in the near be. To accept those things, God, that we cannot change. Accept those things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that that's even unacceptable. To accept those things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that'll help us to get it right. To accept those things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even if it's correction. To accept those things, Father God, that we were not going to a place of pride and stubbornness. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God. You know exactly what we need to be stripped from in our hearts and our minds and even out of our lives, God. We don't want to be distracted, God. We don't want to be disdained, Lord. We don't want to allow our mind and our thoughts and causes to be in a place of torture mentally, God. Oh God. I'm asking you to help us on today, God. Not to try to figure it out, God, because we know that you already done worked it out. I'm asking you to touch on today. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch on today. Oh God, we need your help on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus and Eokosia, that you will continue to govern over us, God. Govern over our mouths on today, Father God, that we will only speak the oracles of you, but in the only way that we're going to be able to do that, God, if we surrender ourselves unto you in totality, Father God, so that you can tame our tongue, God, because you say bitter and sweet cannot come out the same fountain, God. So we're asking you to help us on today, God, to watch our verbiage, God, to watch what we say and even how we say it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even in our thoughts, God, that our thoughts will not be wayward or vain, Father God, that cause our notions to run wild with us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we cause ourselves to be propagated within. Help us on today, Father God, that we may be settled in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan, Father God, that we won't be so self-willed that your perfect will, God, will be performed in our lives, Lord. I'm asking you to sever that spirit of stubbornness, God, which is witchcraft, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be your coach. I'm asking you to remove any and everything, Father God, from our hearts that is not like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to be easily besetted. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God. I'm asking you to help us in any and every way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And cap your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, Lord. From the roof to the foundation around the entire perimeter, let them stand, God, and take watch over us, Lord. Because this is your church and these are your people. I'm asking you right now to deal with us. Oh God, oh God, help us on today, Father God, to be loose from that spirit of fear, God, because you are not a God of fear. Oh, mama, help us on today, Father God, to accept just what you are doing in our lives, God, because you know what is best for us and we don't, God. Help us, to have clear, sound thoughts towards one another, Father God. Clear, sound thoughts concerning this situation, God. That our attitude wouldn't change even in our perception, Lord. Help us on today, Father God. That we may have a clear understanding, God, because you said in all I getting get an understanding. Let us understand, God. Oh God, that we may be able to tear down the walls of the barriers that we are. Oh God, help us on today. And give us a heart of acceptance, Lord. We want to accept any and everything that you have already predestined and preordained for us, God. You have already wrote our story, God. Give us a heart to accept these things, Father God. Because you have ordained everything to happen the way that it is happening right now, God. It is not nothing that we are saying or doing on our own, God. Oh, Lord, and we want to thank you, baby. Even for the favor and that thing that we did not understand or even try to figure out why me. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to have a thankful heart, God, and be grateful, Father God, because of good be worse. Be thankful, Father God, and be grateful, Father God, that you're going to shut down like I see. Oh God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're going to see. Let you go see. Grant clemency towards your people. Give us a heart of absolutions. Give us a heart of repentance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may come to you and repent, Father God, taking accountability and acknowledging these things, confessing and releasing, Father God, lifting up our hands, asking you what must we do to be saved. Cleanse us on today, Father God, even in our hearts, and circumcise our hearts and our minds, God, that we may be purified in you, God, walking in your duty. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us, Lord, that we will not continue to body devour one another, Lord. He called it like I see. Serving that opinionistic spirit, Father. He called it serving that spirit, Father God, that causes us to point the finger or wag the head. Remove any and everything from our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to have a hard heart. Remove that greed and that jealousy and enviousness, backbiting, tailbearing, covetousness, lavishness, maliciousness, abate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head, God. Remove that sexual perverted thought and feeling, Father God, that's caused us to ideal koshana. Remove that perverted thought and fear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes us to even disdain your word, God. Remove any perversion out of our minds and our hearts, Father God, even towards one another, God, whether it be evil, Father God, or whether it causes or deal, go see that think and believe we're doing something good or doing something honest and true when we are not. Oh God, I'm asking you to expose these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and uproot them, God, that they will not continually, Lord, to cause us to cleave to the dust. Put your honesty and your truth down in the inside of us, Father God, that we won't be your co-shadated like I see. Running the opposite way, Father God, than the way that you want us to run, God, which is towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in your son, Christ Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even Yoko Shanida like I see. Even in our unbelief, Father God, Yoko Shanida Boho Shanida like I see. And release and dispatch your angels on today, Father God, to go out and perform that thing that you have already declared and decreed. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we outpour every worry, problem, and concern, challenge that we have, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the one to hold all power in your hand, Father. You are the one, Father God. Help us on today to accept everything for simply for what it is on today, God, and not allow these things, Father God, to be burdensome to us. Breathe on us a fresh breath. Breathe on us a new anointing. Breathe on us true love that is enriched by you. Breathe on us, God. Even now, Lord, I'm asking you to do it, God. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you. You are the only one, Father God, that has the same stage and gift. It is you, God. He called it up for Sunday. So we're going to give you 15 days of victory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And now, just have your way, Father God. I want you to hear us.
Deliverance will take place. Man, I'm sick to death. I'm asking for tonight, oh God. I call you my deliverer. I call you my strong power.